B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A New Mexico woman is literally experiencing a bunch of baloney as a stranger has been leaving pieces of the sandwich ingredient on her doorstep. Sarisha Morrison said that an unknown man has been, since January 1st, repeatedly delivering the deli meat mystery to her home in southeast Albuquerque. She said he'll just walk up and drop it on the little doorknob right here and then walk away.
I love you so much.
She says that's all he does every single time.
Do you like bologna too?
The woman said the delivery comes in a plastic shopping bag.
Ooh.
And typically contains a few pieces of bologna and a few pieces of bread.
I use this to pleasure myself.
Well, at first, Morrison thought that someone might just be leaving her food as part of an act of kindness. But when she smelled the delivery, she learned that was not the case. She says it smells like urine.
Oh boy.
And she said,
I've never had that brand.
She said, I just want him to stop. I really do. Also,
listen, it's very kind of you. And the pea bologna is awesome, but stop.
She said also, like, I don't want anything more to be in there. Like, it's going to be feces next time instead of urine. Morrison said that her neighbors, who have also reportedly received the sandwich deliveries, are moving out of their home because they're tired of it.
Well, wouldn't that kind of suck if you thought you were the only one getting piss-soaked bologna and then you find out everyone's getting it?
Yeah, you don't feel as special after that. So, anyhow, they're actually moving. I love this story. Apparently, some thieves have some pre-stealing rituals. A man in South Carolina was caught on camera Saturday at a BP gas station performing Mr. Miyagi's crane pose from the Karate Kid film right before stealing a woman's purse from her car.
Wow. Mr. Miyagi would not approve.
He was also seen inside the gas station paying at the counter and filmed leaving in a black Toyota Tundra with a paper license plate.
Show me steal the purse.
Police are now seeking the public's assistance in locating that man.
I'd love to see that footage.
An impatient dog left inside its owner's car while she went into a store demonstrated its impatience by repeatedly honking the horn while she was inside.
I love these.
I do, too. The dog's owner says she left the windows open for her dog while she quickly went into ABC Fine Wine Liquor Store in West Palm Beach. But the dog was having none of it. She shared a video of her dog laying on the horn, which has since gone viral. So.
You know, it's one of my favorites recently, right. Preston, is the dog in the RV that put it into reverse when the guy was launching his boat.
Yes.
So he's on a boat ramp. The RV is backed up and sends the whole RV into the water.
I love it.
So great.
Public works employees in Florida stumbled upon something they don't see every day, a small claustrophobic tunnel leading to a Chase Bank. The public works employees responded to a report of a possible sinkhole near the bank Tuesday night and discovered the tunnel, which is about 50 yards long with a power cord inside and a small generator at the foot of the hole.
Oh, you know what that looks like.
Police officer said it's approximately 2 foot, maybe 3 feet in diameter. It's very small, very claustrophobic.
It means that the fraggles are real.
The tunnel was near a wooded area south of the bank, which is in a shopping complex across the street from the tunnel's entrance. The tunnel didn't reach the bank, the FBI said. Adding that it is investigating the discovery as an attempt at bank burglary and no arrests have been made as of yet.
That used to be the big thing years ago, to tunnel into banks.
Yeah.
People try it.
What is this?
This is Fraggle Rock.
Fraggle Rock.
All right, in other news.
I was expecting bank robbery music and
no.
Got tossed by Fraggle Rock.
In other news, Austin police arrested a semi-nude woman who was pleasuring herself at two street-level patios Tuesday afternoon in downtown Austin.
Greatest afternoon of my life.
Kathy hasn't been here for 2 days.
It's been 2 days of absolute bliss. I've been double-fisting and loving every second of it.
Oh, my God.
The woman, 26-year-old Dovie Nichols.
Oh, we got it wrong then.
Yeah, has been charged with indecent exposure and was in county jail with a bail set of $3,000.
It's less that you have stories of women out in public doing this. It's always the guys who seem to go towards the public self-gratification.
Wait till you hear to the extent at which she did this. So two officers responding to a complaint from the J.W. Marriott Austin Hotel encountered Nichols across the street, and she was sitting alone at a patio table. When an officer approached, she stopped moving her arms under the table and placed them on top of it. And that's when officers observed that Nichols was not wearing any pants. Officers said she continued to pleasure herself even after she was handcuffed and placed in the back seat of the patrol vehicle.
It's a tough trick.
Police went across the street to investigate the original complaint, and they learned from a Marriott employee that Nichols had been spotted at the hotel building's street-level patio earlier that day. The employee told police that he saw her holding a silver object to her genitals with her legs straight up in the air, spread outside.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, she's not even trying to hide it.
No. So are we assuming it's a dildo or is that
air? Yeah.
Was she drunk?
A silver object to her genitals. It could have been like one of those tiny little vibrators, which
I got you.
But what was that? Yeah, bullet.
They're called bullets.
Yeah, Marissa knows the name brands. Yeah.
What's your favorite brand of bullet?
Ew. No, we just have boxes of that kind of stuff laying around here.
I use the Tyron 77C.
The officer said he could also hear Nichols making moaning noises. He told police that she yelled at him to get back when he tried to approach her. Get back, it's going to blow. The employee said that she was on the patio for approximately 7 to 8 minutes before heading across the street.
So, you going to order something or you're just going to keep doing that?
They ended up busting her. All right, and then one last story. This one's kind of fun. The icy temperatures in Minneapolis have led to an unusual sight in one neighborhood. Around 100 pairs of disembodied frozen pants. I mean, like standing straight up.
It's pretty wild.
The man behind the artistic display, Tom Grotting, said that temperatures need to be down to at least 0 degrees Fahrenheit for the pants to stay in shape.
So they think that people just froze right out of them?
And he was in luck this week as the wind chill in Minneapolis on Wednesday went down to negative 55 Fahrenheit, while the air temperature was as low as 29 degrees below Fahrenheit.
It's just insane.
Grotting says he first came up with the idea to free the pants during another Arctic blast about 6 years ago. For the past 2 years, his neighbors have started putting out their own pants. And most post about their creations on social media using the hashtag frozen pants. It's pretty wild. We're looking at the pictures.
Yeah.
It looks bizarre.
It does.
Because it looks like there's an invisible person standing there with just pants on.
Isn't that part of the thing, though? For people, a lot of times, they won't actually wash their jeans. They'll put them in the freezer. We talked about this, right?
Yes.
Yeah. You put them in the freezer and that'll sort of...
It'll clean them.
Quasi-clean them.
Somehow or another.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
In the midst of a public health emergency in Washington State, in an area with a higher than average percentage of vaccine exemptions, these are people who decide not to vaccinate their children.
Yep.
One anti-vax mom has looked for advice on how to protect her three-year-old from the measles outbreak in the area.
How about a vaccination?
I wonder. Yeah. She said, my three-year-old is not vaccinated and there is currently a measles outbreak in my state. Any suggestions for precautions I can take to protect her would be very much appreciated.
You can't see the irony of that.
Yeah. As the article points out, if only there were a tried and tested method with which to protect people from infectious disease. Needless to say, the mom certainly got a response as the post was widely shared. And some of the suggestions were hilarious and a little dark at times.
Did somebody come up with a viable alternative?
No.
Yeah. Ice cream?
Yeah. Just try ice cream. You never know. Maybe we've been overlooking something this entire time.
Hey, I've never had measles and I eat a ton of ice cream.
There you go.
There's an example. Hey, do we just become best friends?
Yep. Call me. Here's a follow-up story. A Florida man has been sentenced to a year in jail after jumping in a crocodile exhibit at the St. Augustine Alligator Farm Zoological Park last November. I told you guys this story a while back. Yeah.
Florida man. And Florida man.
Brandon Keith Hatfield pleaded no contest to charges that included trespassing and criminal mischief, and he caused more than $5,000 in damages at the zoo when he broke in and jumped into the crocodile pond. They found a rubber shoe, and they found a pair of shorts. These were floating in the pool. They found blood.
Yeah.
And that when they asked around, they found out that someone did indeed go to the hospital with bite marks. When asked if he had been there, he said, no, sir, I wasn't. He had several bites on his foot.
I got bitten by an alligator.
So he was officially arrested and sentenced to a year in jail after that. This is weird. Key fobs that suddenly won't unlock vehicles, cars that won't start, alarms that go off for no reason and can't be quieted. Something mysterious is thwarting drivers outside a grocery store in the very small Alberta town of Carstairs, and it's sparking all kinds of theories. The problems have been happening for weeks in the parking lot outside of the Westview Co-op grocery store. A longtime employee at the dollar store right across the street said that she hears it from some folks, and it's all they talk about when they come into her store to buy a battery for their fobs. And then they discover that is doesn't solve the problem. So the Cooperative Association says it is taking the matter very seriously. Electricians rode to the rescue, but the mystery endured. They said, we had shut down the power source in our store this past Monday night to determine that the source of the interference isn't emanating from our location. The location is unknown, so we're just waiting for follow-up from the ministry.
And they can't nail it down.
They have no idea what's happening. Wow. They're working with a team to try and figure out what's going on, including a federal government agency. So it's this bizarre spot where everything kind of goes electronically haywire. Isn't that weird?
I'm a little scared.
Yeah, don't be scared. Hey, or you could be scared of this. Sex robot owners are swapping used parts and selling bruised and battered dolls on a creepy online forum.
Yeah, this is kind of disgusting.
The bot bonkers flog their secondhand dolls to each other, sometimes for thousands of dollars apiece. The doll forum is the go-to destination for owners of so-called sex dolls, acting as a safe haven for chat about the best models and sharing explicit photos and videos.
What's the best vagina out there?
But it's also turned into a digital swap shop for buyers on a budget. Listen, if that's your thing, that's your thing. Fine. But these guys are swapping these used parts for these.
I'm sorry. Nick, your friend that wanted to go halfsies on a fleshlight.
Jesus, that guy's going to run for Congress someday.
I mean, that's not something you share.
Halfsies.
You want to go halfsies?
Yeah. I'll tell you what. You get it this weekend.
Sex dolls and electronic sex robots can often be prohibitively expensive, with top models costing of upwards of $15,000.
In many ways, it's actually cheaper to have a living human who can talk to you and engage in conversation and express love.
However, doll forum users can pick up used models for just a few $100, and one user posted that he was trying to sell a doll for $250 and cited the condition as poor.
Look at some of it. We're looking at some of these things sans their latex skin.
Yeah.
Unpleasant.
The owner listed the item as used and said she is a mess of damages, which is why she's cheap. So they're selling the ones.
So they're actually slutty sex dolls.
Has just banged the living hell out of.
Yeah, really. These are really thickly made, and I just beat the piss out of it.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.